Any other stories of your 50-year career that maybe hold a special place in your heart or you want to share? Maybe stories you'd rather forget?
You know, I can think of the wonderful character-building experiences of life on the road. I think of my richest concert experience and my most humbling. So my most humbling concert experience was when I first started out, I went to the little town of Turlock, California, near Los Banos, and it was special to me because it's actually where my mother was a young, ardent English teacher, even before she ever even met my father. So she was raised in that area. I was invited by this guy that had a real heart for Jesus and a real heart for the community to do a couple of things during this weekend. He had more vision than resource, shall we say. And so he said, "Now, Randy, listen, to promote," I still laugh at this today, "to promote the concert tonight, this is what we're going to do." Because it was like kind of guerrilla marketing mentality, you know. He said, "Listen, I'm going to set you up in the high school parking lot. And then when the kids come out, then you start playing and rocking out. And we'll hand out little leaflets saying, so come back to Turlock High Auditorium tonight at 7 o'clock for the main concert." I said, "Well, that's cool, right?" So we got to the parking lot. And he drove up in his station wagon, and I said, "Where's the sound system?" He said, "Oh, it's here." He pulled out stereo speakers from his home stereo. Aww. He put them on the hood of his station wagon, and I said, "Oh, okay." And so, and where's the microphone? He said, "Oh, I got this church podium." So it was a wooden podium with a gooseneck. One mic on a gooseneck stand. He said, "So listen, can you just bend it down so it's halfway between your mouth and your guitar?" we'll get enough sound out of it. And so I'm just biting my lip and trying to be a servant. I'm going, "Well, sure, brother, that'll work." He goes, okay, "The bell's going to ring, and here come the kids." So sure enough, they come pouring out into the parking lot. And I must have looked like the Hunchback of Notre Dame, you know. I mean, I'm hunched over, I'm bending down so that the microphone will pick up some of my guitar, but enough of my voice too. So I'm hunched over this goofy looking thing, with this kind of crackling sound coming through these stereo speakers on the hood of this guy's station wagon. It was one of the most humiliating things, you know, because these high school kids are looking at me going, "Who is this weird-looking monkey hunched over this mic trying to play these songs?" And they're kind of pointing and laughing. And I'm just thinking, "Well, Lord, at least we didn't garner an indifferent response. Maybe they'll come back to the concert tonight just so they can point and laugh some more. Whatever, just get them into the auditorium and the Holy Spirit do your job, you know?" And it was just, oh. It's like, I mean, that was probably 1971, and it's still indelibly etched in my mind. But you just got to go, "Well, you know, Lord, as they say, that which does not kill us just really aggravates us." so that was my most humbling experience. If you have time, I'll tell you my coolest.
Yes, I want to hear it. Yes.
All right. Well, yes, this is the opposite end of the spectrum. I was in England, I think it was 1981, maybe. I think so. And it was at the Greenbelt Festival, which was the biggest sort of Christian music festival in the country. It had grown over the years so that it was a four-night event, and on the Saturday night, which was the biggest event, they had the most well-known headliner. And it happened to be Cliff Richard, who was really the Elvis of Europe, and his music with his band back in the 50s and early 60s mm-hmm. had influenced the Beatles. I mean, this guy was like, he was the guy, very iconic in England. So as it turns out, you know how festivals can go, and things can slow down and they're changing over gear, you know, from one band to the next. I was backstage and the main promoter came back. He said, listen, you know, the time has gotten so tight. We're going to have to cut your set from like 40 to 30 minutes. Would you rather just do the big acoustic tent tomorrow afternoon? And I said, no, sir. I mean, I'm here to serve, but I've come all the way from America. I'm honored to be here. There's 30,000 people out there. And you can cut my set if you want. I'm just going to go out and give my heart. He sort of put his head down. He said, look, man, I'm so sorry, but things are getting so tight that, unfortunately, Cliff Richard's crew is going to have to be moving gear behind you while you're on stage. I just kind of bit my lip and I said, that's okay. I'll work with whatever happens. And he kind of shook his head. He went, all right, buddy. I mean, okay. So anyway, they announced me. I walked out in front of 30,000 people and started playing. Cliff Richard's crew started moving stuff behind me. You know, it's like one of those special moments where God kind of gives you a little bit of extra wisdom and courage. I looked at the audience, because the audience is seeing what's going on, you know, and I'm saying, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I want to take a minute to point out these folks behind me. They're not really doing anything musical, but, you know, I just feel better having them on stage with me. Would you please give a warm round of applause to the Randettes? That's right. It's me. It's Randy and the Randettes. And the audience just went nuts and they're applauding. And then the roadies that are behind me working, you know, setting up Cliff's stuff, they like turned around, they started smiling and bowing. And it was so cool. So I took, you know, by God's grace, I was able to take something that would have been a train wreck and turn it into something that was really engaging. And then I remember looking way at the back of the audience. And they're so far away, they look like ants, you know. You got 30,000 people mm-hmm. there. And I said, okay, you people way in the back, I see you, and I'm glad you're here. I know you see me. Now, listen, I'm going to do this song called Shut De Do, and you got to be my rear guard. You got to bring up the chorus from way in the back. All right? Now, this is how the song goes. So I started singing, you know, Shut De Do, keep out de devil. Shut De Do, keep de devil in the night. And so you could hear the voices coming in waves, way from the back, all rippling all the way up to the stage. And so then everybody started singing the song. And it was like, it's just one of the greatest moments of my life, you know, just feeling God knitting all this together. And I did my set. I said, God bless you. Listen, you know, thank you so much. I'll see you. Hope to see you next year. I walked off stage and there's Cliff Richard.
Oh.
Just like one of my rock and roll heroes, you know. And he had this big smile on his face, and he put his arm around me, put his arm over my shoulder. He said, well, son, you did it again tonight. And, man, it was such a thrill. It was so such a wonderful word of affirmation from one of my rock and roll heroes, you know. And I remember looking at him and just smiling and thanking him. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, Can I just call my mom and you just say that to her on the phone? Because this is just like, this is just the coolest of the cool. And thank you so much, you know. And so then I stood in the wings, just my heart pounding and a big smile on my face. And I watched Cliff, you know, just be masterful the way he always is.
Oh, what a great story. Randy, we love your stories.
Yeah, well, you know, it's as we know, with God in the middle of the mix, reality is richer than fiction.
Mm, so true. Well, Randy, this has been wonderful. Thank you so much for taking so much time out of your busy schedule to join us today on the Afternoon Drive. I'm going to give another tribute album away now. Congratulations again on 50 years in the business. And do you want to do the honors? Tell everybody to call in and win?
I certainly can do that. Yes, yes, indeed. Hey, everybody, this is Randy Stonehill. You can call in now, and by golly, caller number 5 will win my CD, There's a Rainbow Somewhere.
717 392 FM 90. Thank you, Randy.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa.